Dragnet.
The Jack Benny Program.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
We offer you Escape.
Our Miss Brooks.
Suspense.
Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Radio Theater.
In the Air.
Dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.
You know what our call letters WGN stand for, don't you?
WGN Radio Theater.
The special three-hour presentation.
With Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
All right, it's 7 minutes after midnight. It's already Monday morning, Lisa Wolf. It's already Monday morning.
We got a late start, but we're here. So
we are here.
One great hour on the air is better than no great hours on the air.
That's true. It's program 343 in the series. We have Shante Garth, our producer, in the booth. And we are going to play a classic radio Christmas show from the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. What do you think of that, Lisa?
I love Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and I know our listeners are looking forward to it as well, so it's going to be a great night.
It's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to play our game, Cat's Pride, Real or Ridiculous. What is the prize?
The prize is a Lumel Nottie's gift certificate, so is amazing because there is no better pizza than Lumel Nottie's. So that is on the top of the list, and the celebrity is Laurence Olivier, so brush up. You've got about 3 minutes to brush up on Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier.
Yes.
All right, so what caller would you like?
We're going to go with caller six.
Caller six. Call us now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll play our game, Cat's Pride, Real or Ridiculous, right after these words.
Come on, baby, let's get ridiculous.
Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Okay.
Good. We're glad you're on the line. We're going to play a little Really Ridiculous. You ready for some Laurence Olivier?
Sure.
Okie doke. First one. Carl, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Laurence Olivier wrote an autobiography entitled Confessions of an Actor. Is that real or ridiculous, Kathy?
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, Carl?
I think it's real.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you're going to say real?
I'm going to say real.
It's real. It's actually true. He wrote it in 1982. There you go.
Yeah.
Laurence Olivier made a series of ads for Polaroid cameras. Is that real or ridiculous, Kathy?
Real. Remember those.
Do you?
Those are real.
Really? Yes, mm-hmm. That is real. And yes, he did. I do not remember those. Mm-hmm. Wow, very good. Okay, his father.
You, the person who takes pictures 24/7.
I never had a Polaroid camera, though.
Yeah.
My dad would not buy a Polaroid camera. He said it's too expensive. So we had to send the film out to be developed. Okay. Laurence Olivier's father was an English actor and director. Is that real or ridiculous?
Let's say real.
That sounds real. So are you going to be going at all three real?
Well, it sounds real, but it's not. Ah. He was a clergyman. So very different than an actor and director. But you did a great job. And, well, Carl, you got 2 out of 3. Kathy, you did a great job, too. And you are the winner. And you have won a gift certificate to my all-time favorite pizza, Lumel Nottie's. Lumel Nottie's is home of Chicago's very best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. Locations or order online at lumelnotties.com. Thank you for calling and playing, and we hope that you enjoy your Lumel Nottie's pizza.
I'm sure I will.
Great.
Way
take
to go,
care, Kathy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. So Kathy's a big winner. She won a Lumel Nottie's pizza.
That's the best.
Well, we're going to listen in just a moment to the first portion of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. But, you know, today I got a very nice email, and I do get quite a bit of emails about the Classic Radio Club that we have for our listeners. You know, Lisa, I started this Classic Radio Club so that our listeners can receive the greatest classic radio shows of all time from my collection of over 100,000 shows. Every month, if you join the Classic Radio Club for a very low price, you can get sent 5 CDs with 10 classic radio shows plus liner notes of all these shows. Or now you can join the digital option, and you don't get CDs, and you save shipping and handling, plus it's a lot less money to receive the 10 shows digitally sent to you. So I got a very nice email today. today. I wanted to read it on the air for our listeners. It says, Carl, I received my first monthly set of Classic Radio Club CDs just 4 days ago. They far exceed my best expectations. Wonderful sounds. I feel like I'm in the studio audience of Abbott and Costello and with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The sound quality is unbelievable. I just received these on Thursday, and I have already listened to half of them. I will not make it a month, probably not a week, before I have listened to all 10 shows for this month, which means I will be hungering for the next month's delivery. Thanks for making these. You are making a just a few years to retirement man happy. Best, Greg B. of Sellersburg, Indiana. Very nice letter. And you know what, folks? If you're a Classic Radio Club member, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your comments, what you think of the monthly CDs we're sending or the monthly shows. Just email me, and I would love to read your letters on the air.
Maybe you should give the email address.
My
so
email
they can contact you.
Sure, my email is my first initial and last name, Camari, at falconpicturegroup.com. falconpicturegroup.com. Or if you go to the website, classicradioclub.com, I think there's a way to contact me. There's an email. You can just click it and go right to me. It's a lot easier that way. But do check it out, classicradioclub.com. But right now it's time for a Christmas episode from Christmas Eve of 1950, Phil Harris and Alice Faye with special guest Andy Devine. Here's part one of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show.
From Hollywood, the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It is Christmas Eve, and like all of you good people, the Harrises are busy making last-minute preparations.
Let's see now. My presents are all wrapped. I have the wreath on the door, the holly in the windows, and... Phil, what are you doing?
Sweeping out the fireplace.
What for?
So Santa won't get his suit sooty. I don't want no sloppy Saint Nick around my house.
Well, of course, dear. And what time do you expect old Clyde?
Clyde?
Yes, Santa Clyde. I hope his wife is with him, too.
His wife?
Yeah, Santa Myrtle.
What's gotten into you?
I'm just talking your language. I overheard you telling the children a Christmas story this afternoon, and everybody's name was either Myrtle or Clyde.
Now you're just exaggerating.
I am, huh? Wait a minute. Phyllis! Phyllis, come here a minute, dear.
What do you want, Mommy?
Daddy was telling you a story this afternoon about Santa. What are the names of his reindeer?
Dancer, Prancer, Donner, Blitzen, Myrtle, Robin, Clyde.
Well, that was very good, dear, except you left one out.
Which one?
Irving. He's the little one on the end.
Oh, girls, doesn't the house look beautiful, all decorated?
Oh, it looks wonderful, Mommy. But, Mommy, Daddy, we want to ask you a favor. We'd like to stay up and see Santa Claus when he brings the presents tonight. Could we?
Well, honey, he has a lot of other stops to make, and he might get here very late, and then
Oh, can't we, Daddy? Please?
Well, okay. Now, you kids continue to behave yourselves, and I promise that you'll see Santa. Now, will you run along and play?
Oh, thanks, Daddy. Gee, Phyllis, I can hardly wait for tonight.
Oh, Phil. Phil, why did you promise the children that? Now, if they don't see Santa, they'll be very disappointed.
But they'll see him. And just to make sure, I'm going to dress up like Santa and come down that chimney. They won't be able to tell me from the real one.
Daddy!
Yes, dear?
Don't you dress up and make believe you're Santa like last year. Boy, was that corny.
Hmm. Alice, I still can't figure out how they knew it was me last year. What did I do that was wrong? Well,
for one thing, you were supposed to come in singing Jingle Bells.
I did.
Yes, I know, but those lyrics, I can still hear them. Ham hocks and turnip greens, they melt right in your mouth. A candied yams and a hominy grits, and that's what I like about the South. Yeah!
You got more applause than I do. What's so wrong about those lyrics?
Now, that isn't the way we sing it up north.
Well, can I help it if you Yankees don't know the right words? Oh, but Alice, I guess you're right. We're going to have to get somebody else to play Santa.
I guess we will. And another thing, it's Christmas Eve. When are you going to get the tree?
Oh, I bought that this afternoon. It's at the market. I didn't have room in my car to carry it, so I asked Willie to pick it up on his way over. We'll have the tree. That I'm not worried about. But gee whiz, honey, who are we going to get to play Santa Claus?
Hey, wait a minute, Phil. I have an idea. Let's get Don Wilson to play Santa.
Yeah. Old Fatso. He'll be great.
Don is our man. I'll call him right now and see if he can come over tonight.
Yeah, you go call him, huh? Hey, that's swell. Now the kids won't be disappointed. Santa will show up. Uh-oh. That must be Willie with the tree.
Hiya, Curly.
Well, if it ain't Francis the Red-Nosed Reindeer. An early go, huh? Merry Christmas, friendly.
Merry Christmas, Curly. I got a present for you. Here it is.
For me? You got a present for little old curly-headed me?
Yeah, I got you, little.
Oh, Frankie, that's sweet of you. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's all right, Curly.
But the thought... You don't know how I appreciate it. Well, it touches me deeply, and I...
If you're going to get sloppy about it, I'll take it back. Well, don't stand there. Open it up. See what it is.
Oh, gee, Frankie. Just what I wanted. Tissue paper.
The present's under the paper. Here it is.
Why, it's a bottle.
It's not just a bottle. It's imported champagne.
You bought a bottle of champagne for me? And gee whiz, it's almost half full, too.
They didn't have any splits, so I bought a Magnum and siphoned it off. Where's Alice?
Oh, she's inside calling Don Wilson. See, the kids want to see Santa Claus tonight, so we asked Don to play it for us.
Why are you getting Don Wilson to play Santa?
Well, what else am I going to do?
Well, let him stay up and see the real Santa Claus.
Yeah, but I don't know what time he's going to get... Can I have that again, Herman?
Yeah. Why don't you let the kids see the real Santa Claus?
Oh, kid, you better get some sleep now. Staying up a little bit too late.
So you're another one of those cynics, huh? A wise guy who don't believe.
You do?
Of course. Just because you've never seen him don't mean he's not there. You must realize, Curly, there are some things in life that are inexplicable. There exist certain psychic phenomena that are ethereal and beyond the comprehension of we mere mortals. Don't you agree?
Oh, indubitably.
Curly, you can take my word for it. The real guy will show up. I see him every Christmas.
Remley, tell me, how come you see Santa Claus every Christmas and I don't?
Well, Curly, I can best explain that by saying there are a lot of things I see that you don't.
Yeah, that I know, but I'm talking about Christmas, not New Year's Eve.
Well, all I gotta say is it's a good thing kids have more common sense and faith than some grown-ups, or Christmas wouldn't be much fun. I know that tonight old Saint Nick and his reindeer will come flying through the sky.
Yeah, but do you mind if we have somebody stand in case he's grounded by a heavy smog over L.A.?
All right, scoff if you will, infidel.
Phil, I just called Don Wilson and he can't make it.
Merry Christmas, Alice.
Oh, hello, Frankie. Merry Christmas. As I was saying, Phil, Don can't make it. But he said he has a lot of actor friends, and he'll send one of them over.
Oh, darn it. None would have been perfect.
Hey, Alice, it's none of my business, but why hire a phony Santa Claus when the kids are going to see the real one?
Well, we just wanted to... What did he say, Phil?
Paying no attention to him, honey. He ain't been the same since he switched to yummy yogurt.
I don't understand you people. You seem to have lost faith. You got the house decorated, lights outside, holly wreaths in the windows, and a beautiful Christmas... Wait a minute. Where's your Christmas tree?
It's coming. It's coming. Just take your time. Willie's bringing it over. And if you don't think that I have the Christmas spirit, Remley, will you see that tree? Oh, it's a beauty.
It better be.
It is. Don't worry. Remley, it's about 8 feet tall, and it's nice and full, and it's green, and... Uh-oh, that must be Willie with the tree now. Come in!
Hi-ho, everybody, and a Merry Christmas!
Hi-ho? Get a load of the vagabond liver.
Well, I got the tree.
Good, Willie. I'll go out in the car and help you carry it in.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I have it right here in one of these bags.
In a bag? Well, how'd you get an 8-foot tree in a bag?
Oh, I didn't get the 8-foot one. That was much too expensive. So instead, I purchased this 2-foot table model. How do you like it?
Willie, what kind of a color is that?
Shocking pink. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, Willie, a shocking pink Christmas tree. Isn't that a little peculiar?
Oh, on the contrary, dear. The man said that if you trim a shocking pink tree with cerise ornaments and chartreuse bulbs, it will look positively scintillating.
Well, la-di-da!
Oh, what do you know? What do you think of it, Philip?
I'll give you 3 seconds to get that shredded lox out of here. Oh, brother, how much trouble can you have? No tree, and I'm worried about the guy Don's sending to play Santa.
Well, Philip, if you want someone to play the part, I shall be only too happy to portray Christopher Kringle.
Christopher? Well, Donner, my Blitzen. Fine Santa Claus you'd make.
I'd make an excellent one. I'm quite an actor, you know. Mm-hmm. I can see myself popping out of the chimney, bounding into the living room and saying, ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to you little kiddies. And what do you, we darlings, desire as a Yuletide memento?
Thank you, Tallulah Bankhead. Look, I'm sorry, Willie. We can't use you. It won't work. I can't.
Well, if you don't want me to help, I won't. I have to run along anyway. I have to meet my girlfriend at the taxidermist.
I hope they did a good job on her. Goodbye. Imagine that little squirt playing Santa Claus. Why, he couldn't impress me if he came in here with a bag full of sponsors. Bag full, wouldn't that be beautiful? I hope that guy that Don's sending over will make a good Santa.
Curly, stop worrying about your make-believe Santas. The real one will be here. What we have to worry about is getting a decent tree.
Oh, yeah, come on. Look, Remley, we'll go over to the market and pick the one up that I ordered. Hey, we'll be back soon, Alice.
Okay, dear. Gee, I hope the man Don is sending over looks the part. If he doesn't, the girls will think that...
Mommy, it's getting late. When is Santa going to get here? Gee, Mommy, do you think maybe he isn't coming?
Now, don't fret, girls. Of course he's coming. So, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. But for goodness sake, oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
give them all away.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, there you have it, Lisa, the first portion of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show from Christmas Eve of 1950. And pretty soon, Andy Devine is going to be coming to the rescue. He's going to play Santa Claus for Phil and Alice's kids. And that's coming up just a few minutes. Stick around. I think we should go to London. With John Williams
or just you and me?
No. yeah, it'd be really good.
Let's just broadcast
from there. That'd be fun.
That might be difficult.
I want to go to London.
Let's just go to London, take a weekend off.
When I went to Rome...
You had Roma wines when
you
were there?
Yeah, I did. But I stopped in London.
I was in London.
But I didn't get a chance to like walk around. It was like a two-hour layover, so I didn't really leave the airport.
No, that's not really going to London.
It's really not... being in London.
We spent a week in London.
London is amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful and all the surrounding area.
Hey, Roger, you know what?
Uh-oh.
I have a joke for you.
Oh, no.
So this guy...
Don't mess it up, Carl.
Don't ruin it.
I wouldn't do that.
This guy,
you'll do it yourself. You'll ruin
this
it.
This guy... barges into a doctor's office, okay? Barges in. He says,
what kind of a doctor?
He says, doctor, I think I'm a moth. And the doctor says, a moth? Why do you think you're a moth? He's like, I just do. I think I'm a moth. And he's like, well, you know, I'm a general practitioner. You really should probably see a psychiatrist. And he says, yeah, I know. I was on my way to one, but I saw your light on.
Right. So I think I'm a
Wait
moth.
A minute. Hang on a second.
I think the timing was off.
Hang on a second.
He missed the
Wait,
button.
I missed the thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Reset.
Say the punchline again.
All right. Ready?
So he's like...
He's not good at this, Roger.
I know. I was on my way to a psychiatrist, but I saw your light on. What do you think, Roger? You like that?
So you were going to tell me a joke? Go ahead and start.
he's going to brush up a little on his delivery.
Speaking of brushing, Lisa.
The one that just brushed.
Here's some Pepsodent.
I'm the one that just brushed in the room.
All right. It is 12:32, and it is time for WGN News. Here's Roger Badish.
Will the third time be the charm? 19-year-old Alicia Gines has escaped twice from the criminal court building and been captured twice. The latest time she escaped was last Friday. She has now been arrested for the third time. They found her near Harlem and Irving. Each previous arrest has been on robbery charges. French President Emmanuel Macron will address his nation Monday night in an effort to stop huge protests in Paris against his economic policies. Parisians wearing yellow vests have held nonstop protests, at times causing damage to historic structures. No injuries from a fire in a mattress factory in West Garfield Park Sunday. Happened in the 4400 block West Ohio. Building sprinkler system and firefighters helped bring the fire under control. Cause the fire remains under investigation. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
The 12 days of Christmas? Worst gifts ever.
Why?
Anyone who'd give me 50 drummers, pipers, dancers, leapers, and milkers along with 23 dirty birds honking and squawking and one greedy fruit tree is not my true love.
Well,
also, I'd look pretty silly wearing 5 golden rings.
That you would.
There's not one practical gift in the bunch.
On the other hand,
the one without the rings.
Your true love would adore the Matrix bedroom from Penny Mustard.
The Matrix is our sophisticated, ultra-chic, contemporary design.
Straight, crisp lines.
An open, airy feel.
Forever tight bed brackets.
Underbed storage with full extension drawer glides.
And our 287-year warranty.
Aren't you going to answer that?
Nah, stupid calling birds.
The Matrix bedroom with queen panel bed, 6-drawer dresser, mirror, and 1-drawer nightstand starting at $5,309 at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard, where is she?
He's the inspiration for Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money!
And
on Monday, December 17th, WGN Radio's John Williams sits down for an intimate lunchtime chat with famed sports agent Lee Steinberg in the WGN Radio Performance Studio at 303 East Wacker. You can be there and hear the highs and lows of one of the most pivotal storied careers in sports history. Your donation to the Salvation Army of Metropolitan Chicago will get you a seat and a delicious catered lunch from Trulux. Lee Steinberg, the interview. Find out more and get your tickets at WGNradio.com/events.
Checking WGN Sports, Montreal over the Hawks 3-2. Hawks will visit Winnipeg on Tuesday. Chris Bowden's got your pregame at 6:30, puck drop at 7 with John Wideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. Bears beat the Rams 15-6 in the NBA. Bulls will be hosting Sacramento Monday night. And in Major League Baseball, the votes are in for the Hall of Fame class of 2018-19, and the former Cubs reliever Lee Smith and former White Sox slugger Harold Baines got voted, and they'll be inducted during ceremonies next year. Let's check WGN traffic. Right now we've got slow traffic inbound on the Dan Ryan between Roosevelt Road and the Byrne Interchange. We also have an accident that is not really cleared. They're still dealing with it, but they've moved it off of the road. This is on the inbound Dan Ryan between Garfield and the Chicago Skyway. There was a rollover crash there near 59th Street, and police and first responders have cleared the accident off further away from the roadway, so traffic is still getting by there. And now we're getting reports of a fire. This is in Cary, Three Oaks Road, west of Northwest Highway. It's in the 1300 block of New Haven Drive. First responders are around that area, traffic being diverted. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Again, dense fog, freezing fog advisory through noon on Monday today. Much of north central and northeast Illinois will be affected. Low around 17. And then once the sun comes up, it will be sunny. The sky should clear, breezy, with a high near 35. And just to tease the appetite, Tuesday should get near 40 degrees. Temperatures right now, 20 at O'Hare, 21 at Midway, 29 in East Chicago, 24 along the lakefront. Lake Michigan water temperature at 36, winds out of the northwest at 3. I'm Roger Battish from the WGN Radio Newsroom. These are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Hey, Roger, so when the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny?
It's going to be sunny when the sun comes up.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to make sure
that's
you knew that.
You know what?
What?
You just taught me something. I had no idea.
Didn't you know that when the sun comes up, it gets sunny?
No, but you just taught me that, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That. That was newsworthy. That was good.
When the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny.
Guess what happens when the sun goes down?
You know what? I'm going to have a T-shirt made that says that. When the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny. Roger Battish.
Thank you.
quote
I'll be remembered for something.
Yeah, it's something about right.
Wait a minute. Here's a news flash. When the sun goes down, it gets dark.
Oh, that would be the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. I got you coming
we'll
and going, buddy.
Probably sell a million of them. Oh, my gosh. All right. Thanks, Roger Battish. Oh, my gosh. All right. We're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show from Christmas Eve of 1950. Let's get back to it right now.
Oh, Remley, we're too late. The market's closed.
Oh, wait a minute. The lights are still on. And look, there's Julius.
Where?
Right over there. He's rifling the cash register.
He's counting the receipts. I'll get him to open it up. Hey, Julius! Open up the door, Julius! Come on, we want to get in.
Hey, hurry it up, will you, kid? We can't wait all night.
Come on, kid, open that door. I said open the door.
It's open and stop punching me in the nose. What do you hoodlums want?
We want a big tree.
Who for?
For Mr. Harris.
Oh. And what time is the lynching?
Julius, don't be a smarty pants.
Oh, there's a jazzy piece of dialogue.
Look, kid, I want to buy that big Christmas tree I saw here this afternoon. I don't like the one you sold Willie.
Mr. Harris, I'm disappointed. I saved that tree just for you. Chalk and pink is your color. It matches your eyes.
Now, then, That's a jazzy piece of dialogue. Look, I want that big one I saw this afternoon.
Okay, come on in the back and I'll get it for you.
All right, come on, Remley. You can help me.
I'll wait here at the counter, Curly.
Mr. Remley, get your mitts off of that cash register!
Is that what this is? I thought it was a spinet piano.
Hey, Roger, so when the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny?
It's going to be sunny when the sun comes up.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to make sure
that's
you knew that.
You know what?
What?
You just taught me something. I had no idea.
Didn't you know that when the sun comes up, it gets sunny?
No, but you just taught me that, so thank you very much.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
That was newsworthy. That was good.
When the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny.
Guess what happens when the sun goes down?
You know what? I'm going to have a T-shirt made that says that. When the sun comes up, it's going to be sunny. Roger Badish.
Thank you.
quote
I'll be remembered for something.
Yeah, it's something about right.
Wait a minute. Here's a news flash. When the sun goes down, it gets dark.
Oh, ooh. That would be the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. I got you coming and going, buddy.
Probably sell them a million of them. Oh, my gosh. All right. Thanks, Roger Badish. Oh, my gosh. All right. We're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show from Christmas Eve of 1950. Let's get back to it right now.
Oh, Remley, we're too late. The market's closed.
No, wait a minute. The lights are still on. Now, look, there's Julius.
Where?
Right over there. He's rifling the cash register.
He's counting the receipts. I'll get him to open it up. Hey, Julius! Open up the door, Julius! Come on, we want to get in.
Hey, hurry it up, will you, kid? We can't wait all night.
Come on, kid, open that door. I said open the door.
It's open and stop punching me in the nose. What are you hoodlums want?
We want a big tree.
Who for?
For Mr. Harris.
Oh. And what time is the lynching?
Julius, don't be a smarty pants.
Oh, there's a jazzy piece of dialogue.
Look, kid, I want to buy that big Christmas tree I saw here this afternoon. I don't like the one you sold Willie.
Mr. Harris, I'm disappointed. I saved that tree just for you. Shocking pink is your color. It matches your eyes.
Oh, that's a jazzy piece of dialogue. Look, I want that big one I saw this afternoon.
Okay, come on in the back and I'll get it for you.
All right, come on, Remley. You can help me.
I'll wait here at the counter, Curly.
Mr. Remley, get your mitts off of that cash register!
Is that what this is? I thought it was a spinet piano. I was trying to play White Christmas.
Remley. Now get away from there and help us carry this tree out to the car. Where is it, Julius?
Right here.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. And thanks for saving it for me, kid.
That's okay. Merry Christmas, Mr. Harris.
Same to you. Oh, Julius, by the way, drop over to the house a little later. We got a little present for you. Come over there, huh? All right, now come on, Remley. Let's take this tree home and get it trimmed.
Yeah.
There. That's the last ornament. Gee, the tree looks pretty.
It sure does. How do you like it, Curly?
Oh, sure. Looks swell. But where's the guy that's going to play Santa Claus? He's supposed to be here by 10, and it's after 11 now, and you... Frankie, what have you got there?
Milk and cookies for Santa Claus. I put them on the mantle for him every year.
Milk and cookies? That old man's been working like a dog tonight. Let's leave him something more nourishing, like a beer and a couple of pretzels.
Don't be a funny drummer. I'll put the milk and cookies over the fireplace. Where are the kids, Alice?
Oh, they're upstairs waiting for Santa.
Everybody's waiting. When's a guy going to show
be
up?
Be patient, Curly. He's got a long trip from the North Pole. Besides, his reindeer ain't as young as they used to be in his sleigh.
Oh, keep quiet. The least Don's friend can do is to get here on time.
This subterfuge is all so unnecessary.
Uh-oh. That must be Santa now. I'll let him in.
And I'll go with you, honey.
Well, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas and hiya, Sylvie.
Hey, Andy, what are you doing here?
Well, Don Wilson told me you were looking for somebody to play Santa Claus. He said you wanted someone with a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Hey, is my bowl big enough?
Yes, yes. In fact, that's the biggest one I've seen since the Rose Bowl. Hey, Andy, that's quite a figure you got there.
Yeah, sexy, ain't it? You know, I think I look charming in this Santa Claus outfit.
Charming, he said. Where'd you get that messy red suit? It's got spots all over it.
I rented it. The Santa Claus that had it last year was a sloppy eater.
I think you look ridiculous. Get a load of that white beard. Where'd you rent that moth-eaten thing?
Well, that I didn't rent. I was playing canasta with Monty Woolley, and I won it. Of course, if you don't like me as Santa Claus...
Pay no attention to him, Andy. I think you make a wonderful Santa Claus.
And I do, too. The girls will get a big kick out of this. I'll go call them. And, Andy, try to convince the children you're really Santa Claus, huh?
The children? Phil, I thought I was doing this for your benefit.
No, Andy, but gee whiz, it's swell of you to play Santa Claus for my two kids, and I'd like to pay you for it.
Oh, no, I don't want any money for this, Phil. But if you want, you can buy me a little something for Christmas.
Like what?
Oh, anything Alice can afford.
Okay, Andy, now it's up to you to make the kids think that you're Santa.
This impersonation is preposterous. Santa Claus won't like this. Besides, you'll never be able to fool the kids.
Oh, I don't know. With this costume and bag of toys over my shoulder, I shouldn't have any trouble.
No, I don't think so either, Andy, but gee whiz, it'd be awful if you don't fool them. If there was just some kid, someone that we could try you out on just to see if you can fool...
Mr. Harris, where are you? I came to get my present.
Julius, that's just the kid we need. Hey, come on in here, Julius. Look, Andy, if you can fool this kid, you can fool anybody.
Oh, don't worry, Phil. I'll just sit here in this chair and you watch his face when he sees me.
Okay, Andy, I certainly hope...
What do you want, Mr. Harris? Where did you get my... Hey, Mr. Harris, don't you feel a little chilly?
No, why?
You left your red flannels lying on a chair.
Why not red flannels? Don't you recognize me, Sonny?
You look familiar.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I'm that jolly old man with the white beard. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, if it ain't a bloated Gabby Hayes.
He ain't Gabby Hayes. Now, look, he's wearing a red suit and he's got a beard. What is he?
A Bolshevik.
Oh.
What's he got over his shoulder? A bag full of bombs?
Julius, don't be silly. Don't you recognize Santa Claus when you see him?
This is Santa Claus?
That's right, Sonny. I'm old Saint Nick.
They can't do this to us little kids. In the name of juvenile humanity, I protest this flagrant disregard.
Oh, shut up. Now, sit on my lap and I'll tell me what you want for Christmas. Or I'll sit on your lap and break every bone in your precious...
Get away from me, you imposter, you! You're nothing but a fake! Wait till I see the real Santa tonight! He ain't gonna like it when I tell him he's being impersonated by some gravel-voiced schnook!
There goes a cute kid, Santa. He has all the charm of a wet cigar.
I told you can't fool kids.
Oh, Remley, that don't mean nothing. He's just a wise little guy. Besides, he's older than my kids. When the girls come down, they won't know the difference.
Come along, children. He's right in here. Well, there he is.
Gee, Santa Claus. Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, and don't forget my new television series with Wild Bill Hickok, starting soon.
Find Santa Claus. He's got to get a plug in.
Well, come here, children, and sit on my lap.
Which one? You got three of them.
Well, sit on the one with the knees. Girls, how do you like old Santa?
We like you fine, Santa. But what happened to your voice? You have a cold?
Yeah. You see, they raised my rent at the North Pole, and I had to move into a leaky igloo. Well, old Santa has to be going now. Here are your toys, girls.
Thank you, Santa.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'll be seeing you next year. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Up, Dancer, up, Prancer, up, Myrtle, Rob, Clyde.
Hey, you better come back, Santa. You forgot Irving.
Well, children, what did you think of Santa Claus?
I thought he was divine.
I thought he was Andy.
You mean you kids knew that it was Andy Devine?
Sure, but we didn't want to say anything and hurt his feelings.
Daddy, when is the real Santa coming?
Well, look, kids, you see, he'll
be here soon,
oh,
kids.
Oh, Frankie. Look, kids, he may get here too late. So I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a Christmas story, and then will you run off to bed?
Well, all right, Daddy. But we wanted so much to see him.
I know you did, kids, but, well, maybe next year. Now sit on my lap, and I'll tell you a beautiful Christmas story. You ready? 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. I thought I heard sleigh bells. No. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. Alice, what are those bells?
Shh. Quiet, Curly.
Phyllis, look, in the fireplace. It's Santa Claus, the real one.
But Merry Christmas, Santa.
Frankie, who are you talking to? I don't see anybody.
The kids do. Look at them.
Gee, Santa, we knew you'd come.
They couldn't fool us with any make-believe Santa Claus. We were waiting just for you.
Oh, sure, we've been very good girls. Oh, what a lovely dollhouse. Thank you.
And all these things are for me? Can I open them now? All right, Santa, we'll wait till morning. Thank you very much.
And a Merry Christmas to you too, Santa.
Of course, we'll tell them. Merry Christmas and goodbye, Santa Claus.
I told you he'd show up, girl.
But Frankie, I don't get it. I heard it, but I didn't see him.
Of course you didn't. He sure is a nice looking old gent.
Alice, did you see him?
I'm not sure, Phil. I almost thought I saw him standing by the fireplace.
But Alice, how could it be? If he was standing there...
Phil? Phil, what are you staring at?
The mantle. Alice, the milk and cookies. They're gone. This is Phil. I want to thank Andy Devine for doing a wonderful job for us. Thanks, Andy. As always, you were great. Ladies and gentlemen, a few weeks ago, I made a record called The Thing. And because you liked it, it became a hit. And that was a big thrill for me. But it didn't compare with the thrill I got when The Thing gave us the idea for a thing for kids for Christmas. The Thing for Kids campaign to give needy children toys to make this Christmas real for them has been a huge success. And you've done it. You have made it possible for millions of children to wake up tomorrow morning to enjoy their happiest Christmas. And thank you for it. By giving generously, you truly have made Christmas the thing. And now on behalf of Alice and my children and my cast, my writers, my producer, and my whole company, let me wish you a very merry and rewarding Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast was Andy Devine.
Now, Hedda Hopper. Later, Theater Guild presents David Copperfield on NBC.
I'm guessing that's a different David Copperfield.
I'm just guessing.
Since
that's not the magician.
This was a 1950 broadcast.
Right.
David Copperfield wasn't even a glimmer in his daddy's eye, I don't think, in 1950.
I don't know how old he is. I would guess maybe in his 40s.
Yeah, maybe. December 24th, 1950, Christmas Eve show.